Headline, In Exile for 50 Years. Friday, April 12, 1912. New York, publication, The Washington Post. Baha'i leader comes to New York to urge world peace. He favors woman suffrage. Persian philosopher and head of a movement for the unification of religions, in which he has millions of followers, long confined by Turks in the prison city of Akka, Syria. New York, April 11, Abdu'l-Bahá. A Persian philosopher and leader of the Baha'i movement for the unification of religions, and who has millions of followers, arrived here today on the steamer Cedric of the White Star Line from Alexandria, Egypt. It is his first visit to America, and except for a brief visit to Paris and London last year, it is the first time in 40 years that he has gone beyond the fortifications of the prison city of Akka, Syria, to which place he and his father, Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i movement, were banished by Turkey 50 years ago. He comes on a mission of international peace and will address the peace conference at Lake Mohonk the latter part of the month. He was clothed in a long black robe, open at the front, and disclosing another robe of light tan. Upon his head was a pure white turban, such as all Eastern patriarchs wear. Thinks woman will get votes. What is your attitude towards woman suffrage? Asked one of the reporters. In Persia, where women's faces are never seen save by their nearest relatives, the woman played a heroic part in the early days of the Baha'i movement, urging their husbands and sons onto martyrdom and paying the same penalty. The modern suffragette is fighting for what must be, and many of these are willing martyrs to imprisonment for their cause. One might not approve of the ways of some of the more militant suffragettes, but in the end, it will adjust itself. To be a Baha'i means to love all the world, to love humanity, and try to serve it, to work for universal peace and the universal brotherhood, replied Abdu'l-Bahá. Abdu'l-Bahá was greeted by fully 1,000 of his followers in America, principally New Yorkers. He held a brief reception, after which he was taken from the pier to his hotel.